بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. وعلى آل من ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is going to be our 45th session, reading from lessons in Arabic language, level 4, Dr. Fa Abdurrahim, Islamic University of Medina Arabic Language Institute. And today, this Sunday, October 1st, 2023, yani the 16th of Rabi al-Awwal, in the year 1445 of the Hijra, we're going to complete this final lesson from the final level of the Medina program. And this is indeed, yani, a blessing and a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be able to complete this final level, level 4, and this final lesson, lesson 34, in this final session for this class. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant success to each of us, that He bless us to have benefited from this course, and that He make it a means to go on to higher levels in studying the Arabic language in order to learn the Quran and the Sunnah, and to learn our deen, and to get and to worship Allah, and to get near to Allah by worshiping Allah through our learning and practicing what we learn. Let's get started, because this is our last session and we have a bit to cover. So let's make sure we can cover it in the little bit of time that remains. Yani, the time for this final session is going to be less than the previous session, and the previous sessions we only have an hour and 10 minutes. Or maybe not even that hour and 10 minutes now. In terms of when will be the Adhan, because the Adhan is 1 hour from now for Asr. So hopefully we'll finish in 1 hour. Bi-Idhnillahi Ta'ala. Okay, so what we had scheduled for today is that we do a quick review of the Arabic explanation of nouns which do not accept tanween on pages 279 to 282. And then after that, we'll check the answers to the exercises 1 and 2 on page 283, which refer back to the text, the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson, which we read last week. That dialogue is on page 277 to 279. So exercises 1 and 2, we're going to do them together. We're going to go back to the Arabic text and go through it one time. And then we'll do the remaining exercises 3 through 13. On pages 283, 284, and 285. So we're going to start with a quick review of the Arabic explanation, which we studied and read in detail last week, which actually, you know, is just reinforcing the English key that we read in the previous session. So we've actually looked at this material. We've looked at it in the first session in the English key, in the second section, the Arabic explanation, and now we're going to review the Arabic explanation and do all of the exercises for this lesson today. Bi-Idhnillahi Ta'ala. Hopefully with everybody really fully comprehending, knowing all of these matters, and being able to apply it, and hopefully get all of the questions right, by the permission of Allah. Okay, let's read 279, Arabic explanation of the nouns which do not take tanween. Says, warada في هذا الدرس أمثلة لممنوع من الصرف وهو الاسم المعرب الذي لا يلحقه التنوين. In this lesson came many examples of words that are ممنوع من الصرف. And the word that is ممنوع من الصرف is a noun that is معرب. يعني its endings change from being مرفوع to منسوب, مجرور, and the signs of its endings change. Except that it's mu'arab, except that it doesn't take tanween. And we'll also see that it also doesn't take kasra when it is majrur, with some exceptions. Where is it a mamnu' min al-sarf? وَهُوَ عَلَى النَّوْعَيْنِ. And it is of two types. نَوْعٍ يُمْنَعُ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ لِإِلَّةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَنَوْعٍ يُمْنَعُ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ لِإِلَّتَيْنِ. So the two types of mamnu' min al-sarf are those which are mamnu' min al-sarf because of one reason. And the other group are those that are mamnu' min al-sarf for two reasons. They have to have two reasons. Okay, let's look at the first of them. And mamnu' min al-sarf li'illatin wahidatin. Number one, it is divided into two parts. Yani, mamnu' min al-sarf that is mamnu' because of only one reason are two categories. First category, makana makhtuman bi'alifi التأنيث المكسورة أو الممدودة. So the first category of nouns that are mamnu min al-sarf for one reason are those which end with the alif at-ta'anith, the feminine, the alif that indicates femininity, and it is of two types, the maksura and the mamduda, and they gave us examples. The second type of mamnu min al-sarf that only has one reason to make it mamnu min al-sarf, ma kana ala wazni muntaha al-jumu', that which is on the pattern of what is called muntaha Al-Jumu'. It's also known in some places referred to as Al-Jam Al-Mutanahi. So what is this word that's on the wazn of Muntaha Al-Jumu'? It is one of the two patterns, Mafa'ilu or Mafa'ilu, and words that are similar in terms of their voweling. After this, they gave us some examples, and they said also on the following page, وَكَذَلِكَ يُمْنَعُ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ الْمُفْرَدِ الَّذِي عَلَى وَزْنِ مُنْتَهَى الْجُمُعِ. So also words that are not even plurals. يعني منتهى الجموع are plurals, right? But words that are not plurals but have the same pattern as منتهى الجموع, they are also ممنوع من الصرف, like tomatum and bafatis and so on. That's the first type of words that are ممنوع من الصرف. Words that are ممنوع من الصرف for only one reason. That reason is either that it ends with the feminine ta'anith, maksura or mamduda, or that it's on the pattern of muntaha al-jumu'a, mafa'il or mafa'il. The second type of words that are mamnu' min al-sarf are al-mamnu' min al-sarf li'illataini. I'm on the top of page 280, and I'm not going to read everything, but I'm just going to kind of go through it quickly. Al-mamnu' min al-sarf li'illataini. Those words which are mamnu' min al-sarf requiring two reasons, both two reasons have to be present for it to be ممنوع من الصرف. And this is divided into two groups, وَهُوَ إِمَّا عَلَمٌ وَإِمَّا صِفَةٌ. So it's either a proper noun, that's one reason, that, and it must be accompanied by a second reason, or it is a sifa, an adjective, which also must be accompanied by a second reason. So words that are ممنوع من الصرف that have to have two reasons for it to be ممنوع من الصرف are either proper nouns that have another reason with it, or adjectives that have another reason with it. As far as the first of them, proper nouns that have another reason, making it ممنوع من الصرف, so they have six possibilities. That it's a proper noun, it's ممنوع من الصرف. Proper nouns are ممنوع من الصرف when they are also feminine, feminine proper nouns. When they are also أعجمي, foreign proper nouns. When they are also معدول. When they are also maktum bi alif wa noon zaidatain, when they end with an extra alif and noon that's not part of the original root of the word, and also when they are ala wazn fi'l, if they are on the pattern of a fi'l, and finally if they are murakkaban tarkiban masjiyan, yani when they are compound words that are mixed together to formulate one word. So proper nouns are ممنوع من الصرف if they have one other reason. That reason can be that they are feminine, feminine proper nouns. And they also said concerning feminine proper nouns that if they are triliteral and the middle radical is sukun, it's permissible for it to, صرف and من, both of them are permissible. It can be masroof and it can be ممنوع. But it being masroof, yani taking tanween, is yani أولى. So feminine proper nouns can be ممنوع من الصرف and they can be مصروف if they are triliteral and the middle radical is سكون. But what is better is that we make it مصروف, يعني that it takes تنوين. Foreign proper nouns are ممنوع من الصرف unless they are masculine foreign proper nouns that have three letters, triliteral, and the middle radical is سكون. Then they are not ممنوع من الصرف. As far as feminine foreign nouns, feminine foreign nouns that have three letters, triliteral, and the middle radical is sukun, they are still ممنوع من الصرف. So the difference here is what? If they are foreign proper nouns, and they are triliteral, and the middle radical is sukun, if they are masculine, they are not ممنوع من الصرف. If they are feminine, they are still ممنوع من الصرف. Proper nouns that are معدول, A كان على وزن فعل. Yani proper nouns that are on the pattern of fu'al, like Umar and Zufar and so on, are ممنوع من الصرف. Proper nouns that are مختوم بألف ونون زائدتين. Proper nouns that have an extra ألف and نون after the triliteral root, like مروان and رمضان. يعني they have an extra ألف and نون after the triliteral root. They are also ممنوع من الصرف. Proper nouns that are on the وزن of a فعل, like أحمد and يزيد, are ممنوع من الصرف. Proper nouns that are compound of two nouns coming together making one word, like مأدي كرب وحضرموت and so on, are ممنوع من الصرف. Now we go to the second category of words that are ممنوع من الصرف for two reasons. The first one are proper nouns that have one of six reasons that make it ممنوع من الصرف. The second category are adjectives, and there are three reasons that an adjective became ممنوع من الصرف. Either it is because it is an adjective, and it is also على وزن أفعال. على وزن أفعال, like أكبر, أحسن, أحمر, and so on. So it's an adjective, must be an adjective, and also be on the pattern of أفعال. And this one has a condition that it is ممنوع من الصرف as long as it is not made feminine by تاء مربوطة. The second one, adjectives على وزن فعلان, يعني they end with the extra ألف and نون in addition to the triliteral root, extra ألف and نون, but they must be on the pattern of فعلان, with the first radical taking فتة. Unlike proper nouns that end with the extra ألف and نون, they don't have to be on the pattern of فعلان. The first radical can be فتة, it can be ضمة, and so on. As for adjectives that end with ألف and نون, they must be on the pattern of فعلان, first radical taking فتة, second radical taking سكون, like جوعان, شبعان, عطشان, ملآن, and so on. The third type of adjective that's ممنوع من الصرف is an adjective that is also معدولة. معدولة. And what is meant by معدولة are two things. One, the عدد الذي على وزن فعال and مفعال. It's a number that's on the pattern of فعال, like ثلاث or رباع, or on the pattern of مفعال, like مثنى and مثلة, مثلث. يعني a number that's on the pattern of فعال or مفعال. The second type of صفة, adjective that's معدولة, is the single word أخر, أخر, which is the plural of the feminine word أخرى, which is the feminine of the masculine word آخر. So the word آخر, which means another, its feminine singular form is أخرى, and the plural of أخرى is أخر, أخر, and this word أخر is ممنوع من الصرف. Okay, as far as the أحكام of ممنوع من الصرف, we said on page 282 that ممنوع من الصرف doesn't take تنوين, and also when it is مجرور doesn't take كسر, it takes فتحة, with two exceptions. If it is مضاف, the first part of an إضافة construction, or if it has ألف لام, in that case when it's مجرور it takes كسر. Otherwise, words that are ممنوع من الصرف don't take تنوين, and they don't take كسر when they are مجرور. But taking كسرة when they are مجرور, the exception to that is that it does take كسرة when it's مجرور if it has ألف لام or it's the first part of an إضافة construction. And finally, we said that المنقوص من الجم المتناهي, يعني the words that are منقوص, meaning that they have original third root letters ياء preceded by كسرة, like القاضي and الوادي. These words like this, يعني منقوص words, if they are on the pattern of يعني منتهى الجموع or الجمع المتناهي, meaning the pattern of مفاعل, then they are treated like singular منقوص words. That is, when they are مجرور, they take تنوين. And when they are مرفوعن, they take تنوين. يعني two كسرز. When they are مرفوعن, they take two كسرز. When they are مجرور, they take two كسرز. When they are منصوب, the ياء comes back, and we see the sign of being منصوب فتة. Okay, this is the quick review, 15 minutes, of what we studied last week in detail related to words that are ممنوع من الصرف being of two categories, those that only need one reason to be ممنوع من الصرف, and those that need two reasons to be ممنوع من الصرف. And those that need two reasons are either a proper noun or an adjective with a second reason that makes it ممنوع من الصرف. Okay, after that, let's go to the exercises 283. Again, exercise 1 and exercise 2, we're going to do them together because both of them refer back to the Arabic text dialogue at the beginning of the lesson on page 277, 278, and 279. So, the instruction for exercise number 1 says, استخرج من الدرس الأسماء الممنوع من الصرف واذكر سبب منع كل واحد منها من الصرف. يعني extract from the lesson nouns that are ممنوع من الصرف. That's the first thing. Find the words that are ممنوع من الصرف. And there are a lot of them. The second thing, mention the reason why each one of them is ممنوع من الصرف. So we have to find a word that's ممنوع من الصرف, and we have to mention why it's ممنوع من الصرف. Is it from those things that have only one reason, making it ممنوع من الصرف? Or is it from those things that have two reasons, making it ممنوع من الصرف? So if it is from those that have one reason, we just have to mention that one reason. If it's of those that have two reasons making it ممنوع من الصرف, we have to mention both of those reasons. Alright, that's exercise number 1. Exercise number 2 we're going to do along with it. It says, استخرج من الدرس ما جر من الأسماء الممنوعة من الصرف بالكسرة واذكر السبب. يعني extract or identify from the lesson words that are ممنوع من الصرف that are مجرور and they are taking كسرة. Because remember we say words that are ممنوع من الصرف, when they're majrur, they don't take kasra. But there are exceptions, right? If it has alif lam, or if it is the first part of an idafa construction. That's the exception in which case a word that was originally mamnu min asarf, if it has alif lam, or if it's mudaf, then when it's majrur, it can take kasra. So, you have to find those words that are mamnu min asarf, and they are majrur in the sentence, and they're taking kasra. We have to identify those words, and then we have to mention the reason why it's taking kasra, even though it's ممنوع من الصرف. And the reason is going to be either because it has alif lam, or because it is al-mudaf, the first part of an idafa construction. Okay, this is exercise 1 and exercise 2, and that's what we're going to begin with. So let's go back to the Arabic text, page 277, 278, and 279. And I have numbered my dialogue as I've done in the past on most occasions. This time I numbered the first page from 1 through 16. And I numbered the second page 1 through 18. And I numbered the third page 1 through 5. And the reason why I numbered them, as you all know, is so that we can easily identify which lines have something that we're looking for, so we don't have to read the whole dialogue that we've already read and translated and examined. Alright, so I'm on page 277. Again, I numbered this page 1 through 16. Every line has a number, even if it only has one word. Line 1 has Aina Williamu. Williamu is ممنوع من الصرف because it is عالم أعجمي. It's a foreign proper noun. Line number 2 has the word مكة ما أقربائه. Both of these words, مكة, is ممنوع من الصرف because it's عالم مؤنث, a feminine proper noun. And أقرباء is ممنوع من الصرف because it is ending with ألف التأنيث الممدودة, the feminine ألف that is ممدودة, written up and down like a number 1. But here, the word أقرباء is taking كسرة, أقربائه, even though يعني it's following ما, يعني it's مضاف إليه, so it's مجرور, and it's taking كسرة, and the reason why it's taking كسرة, because of الإضافة, because it is the مضاف. It is the مضاف of أقربائه. It's مضاف to the pronoun he. Okay, so the first part of the إضافة construction is called the مضاف, and if it is ممنوع من الصرف, if it is مضاف, it still takes كسرة when it's مجرور. Going down the second line, we see London. London is ممنوع من الصرف because it is علم أعجمي, foreign proper noun. In line 3, we have the مدرس saying كيف حال جورج. جورج here is ممنوع من الصرف originally because it is a foreign proper noun, But foreign proper nouns, if they are masculine and they are triliteral and the middle radical has sukun, then in that case they are accepted. Exception from being mamnu' min as-sarf. They are not mamnu' min as-sarf. So you see it taking tanween here and also taking kasra. Going down this line 3, again we see humma. Humma is mamnu' min as-sarf because of it ends with alif at-ta'nif al-maqsura. Yani alif ta'nif al-maqsura is the alif that is written like ya at the end of a word without its two dots. The sign of femininity, alif at-ta'nif al-maqsura. In line 4, we have huwa al-yawm ahsanu. Walhamdulillah. Ahsanu is mamnu' min as-sarf because it is sifa ala wazn af'al. It is an adjective on the pattern of af'al. Af'al. In line 5, we have a lot of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. Dafatir, Talha, Yazid, Umar, and Ma'di Karb. So as for dafatir, it is from the pattern or the siga of Muntaha al-Jumu', yani mafa'il, mamnu' min as-sarf, because it's mafa'il. Talha is a feminine proper noun. Yazid is a proper noun on the pattern of a verb. Yazid. Umar is mamnu' min as-sarf because it is a proper noun that is ma'dul on the pattern of fu'al. And ma'di karab is mamnu' min as-sarf because it is a compound proper noun. Alam murakkab tarkiban mazjiyan. In line 6, there's nothing. Line 7, the teacher says, taktubuna fi dafatirikum ashya'a. Both of these words, dafatir is mamnu' min as-sarf because it's on the pattern of mafa'il. On the pattern of mafa'il. That is, muntaha al-jumu'. On the pattern of mafa'il. But here we see it is majrur by fi and taking kasran. That's because it is mudaf, the first part of an idafa construction. Ashya'a, which is originally ashyiya, yani on the pattern of af'ila, is mamnu' min as-sarf because it is ending with alif at-ta'nith al-mamduda. The feminine alif indicates femininity and it is mamduda, written straight up and down like the number 1. In the next line, ma'adi karab, we already mentioned the word ma'adi karab is a compound proper noun, so it's mamnu' min as-sarf. In that line, we also have two words, ulama'a and masa'ila. Ulama'a is mamnu' min as-sarf because it is ending with alif at-ta'nith al-mamduda, and masail is mamnu min as-sarf because it is from siga muntaha al-jumu', yani mafa'il pattern. In the next line 9, the single word ad-dafatir is by itself and it is mamnu min as-sarf because it is yani siga muntaha al-jumu', yani on the pattern of mafa'il. But here yani it is majrur and it's taking kasra, and that's because it is attached to alif lam. In line 10, the mudarris says al ahsanu. Al ahsan is a sifa ala wazn af'al mamnu' min as-sarf, and al masail is on the pattern of mafa'il muntaha al jumu' mamnu' min as-sarf, but here it is taking kasra because it has alif lam. Nothing. On line 11, we have ya marwan. Marwan is mamnu' min as-sarf because it is a proper noun ending with alif and noon, that is extra, the extra alif and noon. Yani makhtum bi alifin wa noonin za'idataini. In line 12 we have Marwan again. In line 13 we have, in the end of this ayah from Surah Al-An'am, Qurba. Qurba is mamnu' min as-sarf because it's ending with alif at-ta'anith al-maqsura. In line 14, we have Musa, which is mamnu' min as-sarf because it is alam, yani ajami, foreign proper noun. Ghadban is mamnu' min as-sarf because it is an adjective on the pattern of fa'alan, yani ending with alif noon on the pattern of fa'alan. First radical taking fatha, second radical taking sukoon, and the third radical, fatha, with the extra alif and noon. In 9:15, we have al-yatama, which is on the pattern of mafa'il. I'm sorry, not مفاعل. It's ending with مختوم بألف التأنيث المكسورة. It's ending with the feminine ألف that is مكسورة. So in this case, يعني because it's the object of the preposition في, we'll say that it is مجرور ولام تجره كسرة مقدرة. كسرة مقدرة. In the last line 16, we have three words: مثنى وثلاثة ورباع, and all of them are ممنوع من الصرف because they are a صفة معدولة. They are an adjective that's ma'adula. And the adjective that's ma'adula is for two reasons. Either it's a number on the pattern of maf'al, like methna, or it's a number on the pattern of fu'al, like thulatha and ruba'a. The other reason is if it's the word ukhar, ukhar, yani the feminine of ukhra. Turning the page to page 278, and I numbered this page, lines 1 through 18. The first line, we have the name Umar, proper noun, يعني العالم المعدول, because it's on the pattern of فعل. In line 2, we have لمعاني, which is a منقوص word. يعني it originally has a ya to an L. If you have alif lam, you see it is المعاني. So it is on the pattern of منتهى الجموع, مفاعل, but it is a منقوص word. And we said these have special ruling. When they are مجرور, they do take تنوين. كسرتين. And when they are marfoon, they take tanween kasratain. Only when they are mansoob and the ya is retained, then they don't take tanween when they are mansoob. And likewise, but it's not applicable here, yani when they are mansoob or when they are mudaf or when they have alif lam. Al ma'ani. Nothing in line 3, nothing in line 4 or 5 or 6. In line 7 we have Talhatu, which is Alam Mu'annath. Yani it is a feminine proper noun, even though it's the name of a man, but it has Ta Marbuta. Then we have Qawsi Quzaha. Quzaha is also a Alam Ma'adul ala wazn Fu'al. Yani it is a Ma'adul proper noun on the pattern of Fu'al, like Umar. In line 8, we have nothing. Line 9, we have nothing. Line 10, we have Nuhun, yani which is a foreign proper noun. But because it's thulathi and the middle radical is sukun, it's not mamnu min asarf. Yani if it is a foreign proper noun that has three radicals, the middle radical has sukun, and it's mudhakkar, masculine, it is not mamnu min asarf. If it's feminine, it remains mamnu min asarf. Then we have in that same line 10, after Nuh, we have Zuhal. Yani the planet Saturn. Zuhal is Alam Ma'adul ala wazn Fu'al, on the pattern of Fu'al. In line 11, we have Al-Kawakib. It is Mudaf Ilayhi Majroor, and it's taking Kasra. And the reason why it's taking Kasra is because it has Alif Lam. It's Mamnu' min Asarf originally because it is from the Sigha Muntaha Al-Jumu'. Yani the pattern of Mafa'il, but because it has Alif Lam, when it's Majroor, it still takes Kasra. Nothing in line 12 or 13. In line 14 we have Afghanistan, which is a foreign proper noun, Alamun Ajamiyun. And then we have Shahun, which should be Mamnu min Asarf because it's a foreign proper noun, but because it is triliteral and the middle radical has Sakun and it is Yani Mudhakkar, masculine, so it's not Mamnu min Asarf. We see it taking Tanween here. In line 15 we have Afghanistan again, foreign proper noun. In line 16 we have Balkha. Balkha here is a foreign proper noun. It's triliteral, its middle radical has sukun, but it's still mamnu min asarf because it's not masculine, it's feminine. So feminine, foreign, proper nouns, even if they're triliteral and the middle radical has sukun, they're still mamnu min asarf. In line 17, next to the last line, we have al-muraqib, which is on the pattern of mafa'il, yani from the siga, muntaha al-jumu', mamnu min asarf. In the last line, 18, we have two words, Qarasiyu and Makatibu. Both of them are from the Siga, Muntaha al-Jumu'. Qarasi is on the pattern of Mafa'il, and Makatib is on the pattern of Mafa'il. Turning the page, the last page of the dialogue, page 279, I numbered it 1 through 5. The first line, we have Ukhara, Makatiba Ukhara. Ukhara is mamnu min asarf because it is a sifa ma'adula. The second type of sifa ma'adula is the word ukhra. That single word is mamnu min asarf. It's the plural of ukhra. We also have, before that, we have Makatib, which is on the pattern of Mafail, which is Muntaha al-Jumu', the Siga Muntaha al-Jumu'. It's Mamnu' min al-Sarf because of this pattern Mafail. In line 2, we have William, which is Alam A'jamiyun, foreign proper noun, Mamnu' min al-Sarf. In line 3, we have Min Ahsani, yani Ahsan is Mamnu' min al-Sarf because it is what? A Sifa ala Wazni Af'al. It is an adjective on the pattern of af'al, yani ahsan, like akbar and so on. This sifa ala wazn af'al should be mamnu' min al-sarf, except that here it is mudaf. We said that when a word is mudaf, if it's mamnu' min al-sarf, even though it's mamnu' min al-sarf, if it is mudaf, when it's majroor, it will still take kasra. Otherwise, if it's not mudaf and it doesn't have alif lam, and it's majroor, it takes fatha instead of kasra. And in lines 4 and 5, the last two lines, we have the same word, methna, mamnu' min al-sarf, because it is a sifa ma'adula. Sifa ma'adula. Okay, so this is exercises. These are the exercises 1 and 2. Exercises 1 and 2 from the dialogue. Okay, now we're going on. After 1 and 2, we're going on to the remaining exercises, right? Remaining exercises, starting with exercise number 3. Exercise number 3. The exercise number 3 says, عَيِّنْ الْمَمْنُوعْ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ فِي مَا يَأْتِي. عَيِّنْ الْمَمْنُوعَ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ فِي مَا يَأْتِي وَذْكُرْ سَبَبَ مَنْعِهِ وَإِذَا جُرَّ بِالْكَسْرَةِ فَذْكُرْ سَبَبِ ذَلِكَ. So three things we have to do here. Number one, identify words that are مَمْنُوعَ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ and what follows. Five sentences that follow. Identify a word that's مَمْنُوعَ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ. Second thing, mention the reason why it's مَمْنُوعَ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ. And even though it's mamnu' min al-sarf, if it is taking kasra, when it's majroor, if it's taking kasra, we have to mention why is it taking kasra. Because words are mamnu' min al-sarf, when they are majroor, they take fatha instead of kasra. But if it's taking kasra, when it's majroor, then we have to say, why is it still taking kasra? And it's going to be either one of two reasons, either because it has alif lam, or it's because it's the first part of an idafa construction, the mudaf. Sentence number one. From Surah 2, 95th Surah, 8th Ayat. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Is not Allah the most just, the best of those who judge? Here we have the word أَحْكَم, which is a sifra on the pattern of afal, therefore making it مَمْنُوم مِنَ الصَّرْفِ. Here it is majroor because of the preposition be, and it's taking kasra instead of fatha. Why is it taking kasra? Because it is the mudaf, first part of the idafa construction. Number two, wahullu asawira min fiddatin, and they were yani adorned with bracelets of gold. Surah Al-Insan, 76 Surah, 21st Ayat. Here we have the word asawira. And asawira is from the pattern mafail, or that which is like the pattern of mafail. Mamnu' min al-sarf. Mamnu' min al-sarf, because it's on the wazn of muntaha al-jumu', mafail. Or it's like the mafail, meaning that the first radical is taking fatha, the second radical is taking fatha alif, and the third radical is taking kasra, followed by the fourth radical. Mafail. Number three, فلا أقسم برب المشارق والمغارب. سورة المعارج, 70th surah, 40th ayat. We have the word مشارق and مغارب. So he's saying here, I swear by the رب of the مشارق, the eastern directions, and the مغارب, the western. And we see that these two words are both يعني على وزن منتهى الجموع, يعني مفاعل ممنوع من الصرف. And here المشارك is مضاف إليه مجرور. It's taking كسر. Why is it taking كسر? Because it has ألف لام. المغارب is معتوف عليه, so it's also مجرور, and it's taking كسر because it has ألف لام. Even though originally they should be ممنوع من الصرف because of the pattern of مفاعل. منتهى الجموع. Number four. لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى. سورة النساء, fourth surah, 43rd ayat. Do not go near to the prayer while you are وأنتم سكارى. While you are, this is while الحال. While you are intoxicated. Here سكارى is يعني it is مكتوم بألف التأنيث المقصورة. يعني it's ending with the feminine ألف that's مقصورة. يعني written like أيا at the end of a word without its two dots. نعم. So it's ممنوع من الصرف. سكارى. Because it ends with what? ألف التأنيث المقصورة. Number five. أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت. سورة بقرة, second surah, 133rd ayat. Or were you all witnesses present when death overcame, when death came to يعقوب? Here we have the word شهداء, which is the which is مكتوم بألف التأنيث الممدودة. And it's ending with the ألف of femininity that's ممدودة. Therefore, it's ممنوع من الصرف. Okay, that's the end of exercise number 3. Exercise number 4. The remaining exercises except exercise number 10 are very, very short exercises. So, inshallah, we'll just go through them quickly. Number 4. جُرَّ الْمَمْنُوعَ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ فِي مَا يَأْتِي بِكَسْرَ. يعني make the word that is ممنوع من الصرف and what follows, make it مجرور with كسرة. So that means we have to make it يعني ممنوع من الصرف. When they are مجرور, they don't take كسرة unless what? Unless they have ألف لام or they are مضاف. So they're saying in what follows, يعني نزلنا في فنادقا. يعني في فنادقا, يعني we have descended or stayed over in hotels. يعني فنادقة is مجرور because of في, but it's taking فتح because it's ممنوع من الصرف. They said change it and make it مجرور with كسرة. So we change the sentence. يعني نزلنا في فنادق المدينة. في فنادق المدينة. يعني we descended in the hotels of Medina. Here فنادق is مجرور. The sign of being مجرور is كسرة because it is مضاف. Number 5. أدخل كلمة جوار, يعني a young girl, في ثلاثة جمل على أن تكون مرفوعة في الأولى منسوبة في الثانية ومجرورة في الثالثة. يعني use the word جوار in 3 sentences. In the first one it should be مرفوع, in the second one it should be منسوب, and in the third one it should be مجرور. Keeping in mind that جوار is يعني الجواري, it's originally منقوص, right? And it's on the pattern of مفاعل. So it's a word that should be ممنوع من الصرف, but it is a منقوص word that is on the pattern of مفاعل, يعني منتهى الجموع. And they have a special ruling when they are مرفون and منسوب, they do take تنوين with 2 كسرز. They take تنوين with 2 كسرز. When they are منسوب, then they don't take تنوين. يعني they act like a regular ممنوع من الصرف word. نعم. So let's use it in 3 sentences. جاءت جوار. In this sentence, جوار is the فاعل مرفوع ولم ترفعه ضم مقدرة على ياء المحذوفة. يعني it takes تنوين and it takes 2 كسرز, and that's because the إعراب here is تقديري. In the second sentence, رأيت جوارية. I saw a young lady. جوارية here is the مفعول به منسوب ولم تنصبه فتح. In the third sentence, تحدثت إلى جوار. I spoke to a young lady, servant, maid or whatever. Here جوار is the object of the preposition, so it's مجرور, but the sign of it being مجرور, sign of it being مجرور is فتح مقدرة على ياء المحذوفة. فتى مقدرة على ياء المحذوفة. يعني because it originally has a ياء, that ياء is omitted. And we said that these words, because they are مجرور, when they are, يعني words that are ممنوع من الصرف, يعني on the pattern of مفاعل here, It doesn't take kasra when it is majrur, it takes fatah. So it's fatah muqaddara. Okay, the next exercise, number 6, it says, fi, in the expression, aishatu, aishatun. The first one without tanween, the second one with tanween, aishatu, aishatun. Yani Aisha is, Aisha, she is living. Yani Aisha, the first one is mamnoon min al-sarf because it is alam mu'annath. The second Aisha is the khabar of the sentence. It's not an alam. So therefore it's not mamnoon min al-sarf. Alright, so Aishatu, Aishatun. Aisha is living. Muniyat al-kalimatu al-ula min al-sarf. Walam tumna al-thaniya. Lima. So the first one is mamnoon min al-sarf and the second one is not. Why? Yani, the first one is mamnoon min al-sarf because it is an alam and it's effeminate. Yani alam mu'annath, so it's mamnoon min al-sarf. The second one is not a proper noun, so it's not mamnoon min al-sarf. Exercise number 7, the last one on the bottom of this page. Lam yumna arnabun min al-sarfi ma'annahu ala wazn fi'lin. Lima. Yani the word arnabun is not mamnoon min al-sarf, even though it's on the wazn of a verb, yani arnab, and we said that nouns on the pattern of a verb are mamnu min al-sarf, or adjectives on the pattern of af'al are mamnu min al-sarf. So why is this not mamnu min al-sarf? Laysa aliman wa la sifatan, because it's not a proper noun nor is it a sifa. So the pattern here doesn't matter, because remember mamnu min al-sarf for proper nouns and adjectives have to have two reasons. Here it has one reason, it's on the pattern of the fi'l, but it's not a proper noun, nor is it a sifa. Turning to page 274, exercise number 8. Mathal li jar al mamnoon min al-sarf bil kasra bi sabab al-idafa. Yani give an example of a mamnoon min al-sarf word that is majroor with kasra due to al-idhafa. Okay, mamnoon min al-sarf words, when they are majroor, they don't take kasra, they take fatha, unless they either are mudaf or they have alif lam. So here they want to give us an example of it taking kasra when it's majroor because of idhafa. Darastu fi madarisi al-mamlakati. I studied in the schools of mamlaka. Here madarisi is majroor because of fi, it takes kasra because it is mudaf, even though it is on the pattern of mafail, yani muntaha al-jumu'. Number 9, مثل لجر ممنوع من الصرف بالكسرة بسبب تحلية بألف لام. بسبب تحليه بألف لام. And you give an example of a ممنوع من الصرف word that is مجرور with كسرة, this time due to it having ألف لام. درست في كثير من المدارس. I studied in many of the schools. Here المدارس is يعني مجرور because of من, and it is on the pattern of mafail, muntaha al-jumu', so it should be mamnoon min al-sarf, but because it has alif lam, it's still taking kasra when it is majroor. Number 10, mathil li kulli mimma ya'ati. Give an example of each of the following. So there are 14 different cases here. They want to give an example of each one of these cases, why a word is mamnoon min al-sarf, for each of these reasons. Number 1, as-sifatu al-ma'dula. An example of a sifa ma'dula is ukhar, or the numbers on the pattern of maf'al, or and the pattern of fu'al, like mathna and thulatha and ruba'a. Number 2, al-alam al-ajami, a foreign proper noun mamnu min al-sarf, like Ibrahim or Yusuf, William, Edward, and so on. Number 3, as-sifa التي على وزن فعلان, an adjective that has the exact wazn of فعلان, ending with alif and noon. First radical though has to take fatah, like جوعان, كسلان, شبعان, and so on. Number 4, العالم المؤنث, a feminine proper noun that's referred to a woman, آمنة, and that's referring to a man, حمزة, both of them ending with تا مربوطة. And we could also give زينب, that doesn't end with tarmabuta, but it is a feminine proper noun referring to a woman. Number 5, al-alam al-ma'dul, a proper noun that is ma'dul on the pattern of fu'al, like Umar and Zufar and Hubal and so on. Number 6, as-sifa allati ala wazni af'al, an adjective that's on the pattern of af'al, like ahsanu or akbaru, or the colors aswad, ahmar, abyad, and so on. Number 7, al-alam al-makhtum bi-alifin wa noonin za'idatain, the proper noun that ends with two extra letters, alif and noon, like Ramadan and Marwan and Salman, Uthman, and so on. Number 8, al-alamu al-murakkab. Al-murakkab, yani the compound proper noun, like ma'adi karab, hadramaut, bel, ba'alak, ba'alabaka, ba'alabaka, naam. All of these are compound proper nouns that are mamnoon and sarf because they are two words that came together forming one proper noun. Number 9, al-jam al-mutanahi, which we have been referring to mostly as muntaha al-jumu', sigat muntaha al-jumu'. An example of this is يعني فنادق ومساجد مكاتب مفاتيح مناديل and so on. Number 10, الاسم المختوم بألف التأنيث الممدودة, a noun that ends with the feminine alif, that is ممدودة, like حمراء and like صحراء and أغنياؤ and زملاء. Number 11, الاسم المختوم بألف التأنيث المقصورة, the noun that ends with the feminine alif that's مقصورة, like فتاوى and جرحى and مرضى and so on. Number 12, المنقوص من الجمع المتناهي ومنتهى الجموع, المنقوص like ليال from الليال الليالي والنواد like النوادي and so on. ليال نواد, and it's منقوص but it's originally on the pattern of مفاعل which is ممنون من الصرف. Number 13, العالم المؤنث المنصرف, يعني the feminine proper noun that is not ممنون من الصرف, يعني the feminine proper noun that's not ممنون من الصرف is the feminine proper noun that is triliteral, has the middle radical has sukoon, and the middle radical has sukoon. In this case, it could be mamnoon min asarf, or it could be masroof, but what is better is that it is not mamnoon min asarf, like hindun or rimun. Number 14, al-alam al-ajami al-munsarf, yani the foreign proper noun that is not mamnoon min asarf, that yani takes tanween, and that would be foreign proper nouns that are triliteral, and the middle radical has sukoon, and they are masculine. And they are masculine. If they are feminine, they remain ممنون من الصرف. So we have, like, for example, نوح and لوط and شيث and جورجون. That's the end of exercise number 10. Exercise number 11 through 13 are also very, very brief exercises that require us to actually kind of try to remember the rules that are related to ممنون من الصرف. Ibrahimu, number 11, Ibrahimu ولوطن. كلاهما أعجمي, both of them are foreign proper nouns. فلما منيا الأول من الصرف ولم يمنى الآخر. So why is it that the first of them, إبراهيم, is ممنوع من الصرف, and the second of them, لوط, is not ممنوع من الصرف, since they are both foreign proper nouns, rather masculine foreign proper nouns. So إبراهيم, لوط, I'll say, is not ممنون من الصرف because it's a foreign proper noun that is triliteral, the middle radical has sukoon, and it's masculine. Therefore, it's not ممنون من الصرف. As for Ibrahimu, it is not triliteral with the middle radical taking sukoon. Then we go to page 285, exercise number 12. It says, جرجون وبلخو كلاهما عجمي وثلاثي ساكن الوسط فلما انصرف الأول ولم ينصرف الآخر. So both جورجون and بلخو, both of them are fine proper nouns, and both of them are triliteral, and the middle radical having sukoon. So why is the first one جورجون يعني not ممنوع من الصرف? Why is it يعني taking tanween? And the second of them بلخو is not taking tanween. Yani it's mamnu min al-sarf. So the reason is that the first of them, even though they are both foreign proper nouns and both of them are triliteral and the middle radical has sukun, but the first one is mudhakkar, masculine, and therefore it's not mamnu min al-sarf, and the second one is feminine, and therefore it is mamnu min al-sarf. So words that are foreign proper nouns, triliteral, middle radical having sukun, if they are masculine, they are not mamnu min al-sarf. If they are feminine, they remain mamnu min al-sarf. The last question, 13, being ayyu alamin yajuzu sarfuhu wa man'uhu, which proper noun is permissible for it to be yani taking tanween, sarf yani masruf or munsarf, and also it's permissible for it to be mamnu' min al-sarf. Which proper noun? It is al-alam al-mu'annath al-arabi, yani the foreign proper noun, the feminine proper noun that's not a foreign. If it's foreign, yani it will be a different ruling, right? Because we said that the foreign proper nouns, if they are feminine, they are mamnu min al-sarf, even if they're triliteral and the middle radical has sukun. But the foreign, not foreign, the feminine proper noun, yani Arabic feminine proper noun, it says it is permissible for it to take tanween and it's permissible to be mamnu min al-sarf, but it taking tanween is better, is awla. Yani sarfuhu awla. Which kind of word are we talking about? We're talking about the feminine proper noun that is triliteral. Its middle radical has sukun. Then it's permissible for it to take tanween, and it's permissible for it to not take tanween, but taking tanween is better, like hind or reem and so on. Right? So what is the proper noun that is permissible to take tanween or not take tanween? It is the feminine proper noun that's triliteral, middle radical having sukun. It's permissible to go either way, but taking a tanween is better. Okay, this is the end of our lesson and the end of this course. We're going to stop here. And because the time for the Asr prayer is getting early and early and it's getting close to me, I want to get to the Master for the congregational prayer, so please excuse me for cutting this session short a little bit, but alhamdulillah, we finished, and I hope I didn't speed too much. In any case, if anybody needs the recording, then you're welcome to request it from me, and we'll make sure that you receive this recording or any recording from any of the classes. I do want to close by saying that I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for allowing me to have you to complete this course with me, to go through it with me. And this is not the first time I've completed it, but we haven't completed it that many times. Students going all the way through level 4. So this is really a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which I am thankful. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each of you for the efforts that you made, to make it to benefit you, in this world and in the next life. How does it benefit you in the next life? Is that if you use it to get near to Allah, to read and understand the Quran, to study the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Islamic sciences, and then to act upon that knowledge. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this beneficial to you, and that He grant you success in going on from here to further studies in the Arabic language. This is the beginning. This is not the end. This is the beginning. And seeking knowledge is a lifelong endeavor for the Muslim. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Talabul ilm faridatun ala kulli Muslim," yani that seeking knowledge is obligatory upon every Muslim, young and old, male and female, rich, poor, whatever. So it's an ongoing process that we have to stay engaged in until we leave this world, constantly trying to learn more, with the condition that we sincerely act upon that knowledge, for the sake of Allah, that we utilize it and we live by it. So may Allah grant you success in benefiting from this knowledge, in that you learn something as a means of nearness to Allah and that you act upon it. And also I want to say that I only received responses from some of the participants in this class, and most of the participants expressed that they didn't feel it was a necessity for a review. My own inclination was that I hoped that I wouldn't have to do a review because of some personal things that happened in my life. But I asked the class to see how many people needed a review. Since most of the students felt like they didn't, it wasn't a necessity to have a review, then we're not going to do a formal review. But since one person did express yani a need for the review, we'll work out something yani for you. But I would suggest that whoever has access to the recordings of this class on our website, all the recordings should be there. If a person wants to receive them, we can also arrange to send you the recordings, you know, by some means of email or whatever. Even though they are large audio recordings, but we can, you know, if you can't download them from the internet, inshallah, we'll make arrangements for anybody who needs the recordings. For whatever reason you might need them, we can send them to you. We'll make them available somehow. And the other thing is that I would suggest that anybody who feels they really need a review, and everybody should do review, but I mean, I think you can do it on your own. If you need help, then I'm suggesting that you review the audio. The first session for each lesson is the covering of the English key. So if you just listen to the first session for every lesson, if the lesson is two or three or four sessions, the first session is going to cover the grammatical points of that lesson. You just listen to the first session or part of it, and that should be sufficient as a review. If you have any questions, you can send me an email anytime. And with something that's not clear, inshallah, I will try to help you. Either I'll write you an answer or I'll send you an audio message, yani, with the answer to your questions to the best of my ability. I do suggest that everybody should review at your own pace. And if you need the recordings, you can download them, or we'll make them available to you in whatever way is any easy for you. And I make myself available for anybody who has questions. If you're going through the review of these lessons, just send me a question. What lesson you on? What page your question is on? What number, if it's in the English key? What point it is, if it's in the exercises? What exercise it is? Can you give me exact position where your question is at, so it's easy for me to find it? And inshallah, I'll try to respond to you to the best of my ability. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi asma'ihi al-husna wa sifatihi al-ulya that he grant us success in doing whatever we do for his sake alone, and that he recognize, record, and reward our good deeds, and that he pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that he grant us al-thabat upon al-sirat al-mustaqim until we leave this world and return to him in a condition in which we are pleased with him and pleasing to him. And as always, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant speedy and quick recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and that he shower his rahmah upon those who have passed away from amongst the people of Islam, and that he yani fill their graves with light and make them spacious, that he forgive them their sins and protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Again, whoever needs any help in your review, please contact me, inshallah. Probably we are going to be finishing the level 3 course any soon in the next few months. We only have a few lessons remaining. And once we finish the level 3 course, inshallah, we're going to be taking that group of students to level 4. Anybody who wants to join us again, you're welcome to join us. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakumullahu khaira.